Once again, we get the promise in the Gospel of John that joy is the objective of the entire Christian life. Again, Jesus pulls no punches about the fact that there's going to be weeping and there's going to be mourning and there's going to be challenges and there's going to be suffering, and everything isn't going to be easy in this life. It's just not. And Jesus wants to get expectations really clear, because if his disciples go into the ministry with false expectations that because they're following Jesus, because they have the Holy Spirit, because they can work miracles in the name of Jesus, that suddenly life is going to be a bed of roses, Jesus is saying it's not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen is because human beings are still free. And some human beings are going to reject me. And because they reject me, they're going to reject you. And furthermore, if they reject me and you really seriously, they probably are going to either ridicule you or persecute you, which will not be pleasant. My Heavenly Father isn't going to take their freedom away from them. He's not going to, you know, because they're misusing their freedom to persecute even you or to persecute even me, my Father will not take their freedom away from them. He's going to allow them to do what they're going to do in this lifetime. And of course, that means, that Father will allow human freedom in a sense, even though it will produce, terribly difficult times for his church to prevail, because that's what's needed in order for human beings to be loving, right? If you do not have the power to choose evil, to choose to do unloving things, then you don't have the power to choose loving things either. Because if love was really your choice, you'd have a real choice to do the opposite, unloving things that cause suffering to others in the church. You can absolutely do that. And of course, it wasn't good enough for God to program us to do loving behaviors, right? God doesn't want to program us at all. God doesn't want to turn us into a robot. So if he's not going to program us to do loving behaviors, he's got to give us the choice to do unloving behaviors, in which case there's always going to be the possibility of suffering, possibility of evil, the possibility of persecution. But it must be so that human beings can have their love initiated from within themselves, that the love come from them, that they chose the love over against the possibility of choosing unlove or evil. So, of course, we see this kind of prioritization, which means, of course, the possibility of suffering, the possibility of rejection. But Jesus doesn't leave it there and say, suck it up, guys. That's the way it is. I'm just giving it to you straight. He says, don't worry, he says. There's going to be three things that you ought to know about. Number one, the first thing is, I'm going to send my Holy Spirit down. And my Holy Spirit is going to give you wisdom. My Holy Spirit's going to give you truth. My Holy Spirit's going to give you confidence. My Holy Spirit is going to give you protection in the ways that you can be protected. He's not going to protect you from all suffering or challenge or humiliation or ridicule, but he is going to protect you from doing something that you would totally regret within yourselves. The second thing to know is, not only will the Holy Spirit be there, but through my name, you will be able to do great things. You will be able to work, miracles among the Gentiles and so forth. The third thing is, the end of the whole situation will be joy. All your suffering will then be taken away. When you, transition from this life to the next, my own resurrection and glory will be yours. And of course, you stay on the path to peace. Have no worries. you will truly, you know, inherit the fullness of the kingdom of God. And at that point, there will be no suffering. Your joy, once again, the theme is repeated, your joy will be complete. So we can take solace in this. Jesus gives us the straight truth. And the straight truth is there's going to be challenges. And man alive, there's certainly going to be those, both inside and outside the church, I might point out. Number two, though it's not the final word, we, of course, have the Spirit of truth that is with us. In the name of Jesus, we will be able to do great things. And in the end, all of our sorrows will become the completeness of joy in Him. Amen.